I will try to be brief, so I'll take you into one particular project here. This is a study into large-scale musical form. So we're doing score-based analysis of music, we're studying recorded performances, and we're studying listening experiences of selected pieces of music. And in this case, we're studying a particular symphony, the Seventh by Anton Bruckner, the slow movement of that symphony. This movement has been played, performed, and recorded hundreds of times in hundreds of musical recordings during the last 95 years. And in these recordings, we are studying timing and durations, phrasing and articulation, and in particular, build-ups and climaxes throughout the musical process, what has been labeled as symphonic waves. So here is the conduct of Wilhelm Furtwängler in Berlin in 1942. You may notice his goal-oriented phrasing, his unified body of sound in the orchestra, and his slight use of tempo fluctuations. Different tradition is the staging of Bruckner performance almost as a kind of mystical ritual with a much more static temporality, like here with the conductor Dürian Arc from Armenia. Different tradition again is the British one, we call it that, with Roger Norrington and his transparent sound, his detached expression, his non-vibrato playing in strings and with almost no tempo fluctuations. There are almost 500 recorded performances of this piece since 1924. And I have been, personally, I've been listening through more than 200 of those over the last couple of months. It's quite a lot. So I'd like to say with Polonius in Shakespeare's Hamlet, it may be madness, but there is method in it. So we have been segmenting the music into 20 formal sections, and we're looking for durations and proportions inside that kind of organization of long stretches of time. Here's the distribution of performance length as a whole. You can see it's piling up around 22 minutes there. Here's performance duration over year of performance, and there it's possible to detect slight tendencies throughout the last 100 years. But it is not possible to say very much about musical expression, musical interpretation, musical meaning solely by measuring durations. Therefore, this project is actually several projects in one. It is a qualitative study into musical interpretation and listening experience. It is also a quantitative study into patterns or durations inside performances and across different conductors, traditions. And third, it is a search for a viable language to be able to cope with that kind of experiences. So the general aim is to provide insights into the role of rhythm in the formation of large-scale symphonic waves and the role of memory and expectation in the experience of musical meaning through time. Thank you very much.